We're going to talk today from the subject, lifting up a standard. And we're talking about God's standard. I just thank God for the word. Let me tell you something. The devil was trying to attack me the other day. I was riding in my car. I kept saying, you can't do this to me. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I ain't taking it back because I got a symptom. Symptoms got to line up with God's word. See, you got to practice this thing. You can't just get religious and like act like you got all kind of faith when you're in the church. You got to practice this thing every day.
Amen.
And like I told y'all, some of your ministers on the ministerial line Friday night, you got to talk the right talk every day.
Amen. You're right.
You can't talk one thing and then you're going to jump back into God. You know, you got to watch talking. Excuse me, I'm going to just preach it like I'm preaching.
Come on.
Watch them half breeds.
All right.
Half one time on the word, half not. You get on that. Well, are you really here? How you really feel? I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by what the word say. I'm training my body. We've been talking about total alignment.
Yeah.
God is a spirit. He puts his word into our spirits. It's up to us to open our spirits up, receive the word, and keep it there until it grow a harvest in us.
Amen.
Now, we got to understand if we don't keep it there, it's not God's fault. You know, a lot of people, they get mad with me. Some of them don't come, you know. But you know what? I found out God gonna move whatever you decide to do. You can't stop.
Hey,
God.
Come on here.
You can shut the government down, but you can't shut God down. And if you get in him just right, they can't shut you down. I'm going to Isaiah 59 and I think 19. And it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. Like a what?
Flood.
You ever felt like the enemy was coming in to flood you, can't take you off? When they come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. God began to deal with me. Because like I said, when I sent out the word of wisdom, we're living in trying and dangerous times. So lifting up a standard means God ensures us health and resistance against difficulties. His divine presence is with us all the time. Now we can get fearful or start talking like the world and cut it off. But he said, I will never leave you. And then he said, I will never will forsake you.
That is.
So if you really tied into me, you're going to get what I said.
Right.
I told God, I said, I didn't tell you to put this in here.
Yeah.
But you put it in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did. I ain't lying. I said, you put that in. You didn't say I had to be all together right to get my healing. You just said, by your stripes, I'm already healed. You said in Psalms 103 that I got benefits.
Yes.
I got health benefits.
Yes.
I got, come on, dental benefits.
Yes.
I talk to my teeth. I say, you stay strong. My gums are healthy.
Yes.
I got sight benefits. I say, me and my husband be praying. I say, we got 20/20 eye vision. Hallelujah, perfect hearing. I talk to my bones because he says, speak to it.
That's what he said.
Call those things even if they're not as though they are. Where's the church that's going to stand up and stand there on that
side?
Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm hoping to do this fast, but hey, I'm here to put the word in.
There you go.
And if you don't get all of it in, you go on our website, put our app in, and you can listen to it as many times as you want to.
Amen.
Amen. And you got to understand, you know, when God tells us, he gave us his plan. We don't have to sit and wonder about what God, if you want to hear, you ain't got to say that. The work has already been done. The finance is already laid up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why we're able to do the things that we do in this church. Because God, you know, we're calling it in.
Right.
It ain't about how many folks. It's about how much God you got.
All right.
How much word is down on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So let's, you know, and so you have to be here. I'm going to give you the word that he gave me. But you got to make a deposit into your spirit so that when the time comes, you can make a withdrawal. You know, tell my great is he that's in me. Did you put the great in there?
Come on, you put great in there.
You can pull great out. You come going to your bank account trying to get out $1,000, and now you know you ain't got number two in there.
Insufficient funds.
I'm using my faith, Lord. Come on.
Yeah. Insufficient funds.
So some folks insufficient with God. You think, you know, like I said, you got to, just like you got to feed your body every day, you got to feed that faith every day so that it's strong. The Bible say, be strong in the what? The Lord and in the power of his might. But when things happen, the devil wants you to pop up and try to handle it on your own. Well, I got news for you. If you could have handled it on your own, you could stay. You don't even have to come to church.
There you go.
We don't even need a God. But you get we're going to Deuteronomy Old Testament. I'm going to be in the word today. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6. Glory to God. Because see, when I'm fighting the devil, I want to pull out some word I know.
Yes.
I won't be talking about what pastor said. Pastors were saying it's for her. you better know what to say.
Hey,
for you.
Yeah.
Don't be calling me all the time because I'm fighting my own battles.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I help you, you know. But when I know you know the truth,
glory to God.
You need to stand on that truth for yourself.
Man.
Let's look at verse 1. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither thou goest to possess. Now, let me tell you something, and I'm going to go through this quicker. But when he say lift up a standard, God got statutes. You come in here and you learn to do certain things, and then you go back around your familiar place, and then you go back doing some of the same things you were doing, but then you want God to do everything for you. He said, I'm sending you my statutes, my judgments. And he said, I want you to do them in the land, whether you go to possess it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out there in the marketplace, whether it's your job or whether it's, you know, I was telling the testimony the other day because we have purchased our new carpet and our pews supposed to be picked up this week and recovered and everything. But when I went to make a simple purchase, now I'm paying them people, it took me 2 hours. The devil was resisting in every kind of way. I'm coming to pay them and it's taking me 2 hours. They can't figure out this. They came and four people. You hear me? So, you know, most people would get in the flesh and say, what in the heck going on? Y'all need to do this. Oh, my flesh wanted to rise, but I kept it under subjection. Because when we go out as representatives. And we're not supposed to clown in the stores. We're not supposed to clown on our job. Do people do us wrong? Do circumstances come up? Yes, they do. But if you can't keep yourself in God's jurisdiction, don't look for him to bless you.
Come on.
He said if somebody came up and slapped, you know I ain't going to do that up in here because I don't know where folks at.
Increase
he said, turn the other cheek.
He said, increase our faith.
But you know, some of us, we need to work on that. And some of them, they're not slapping with their face, but they're slapping you with lies. And they're slapping you, and they want to get you in your emotions. Hallelujah. And once you get in your emotions and clown and cut up, that's the ghetto part of us that we died out to. We got to let that go.
Yes.
So I just sit there, took a deep breath. I told the guy, I say, look, y'all not connecting with these subcontractors. But I say, all of your people been good to us. You know, I'm not complaining about none of that. And then, all right, that was on Monday because I wanted to get them ordered and everything. I didn't look at my email Tuesday until late Wednesday. And then I find out we can't order the carpet because you didn't sign an agreement. You didn't send me no agreement over there. See how the circumstance trying to, and I want all of this to coincide, you see. But thank God my husband we work with each other. He said, don't worry about it. Let's just get up and go over there. Couldn't pull it up on my phone. So I said, well, maybe it's my skill computer, you know, Couldn't pull it up over there. But when I was getting dressed, the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, but I'm hearing it, but I'm not. He said, just take the, how you do that, take it off of your phone. Let them transfer from my phone to one of their phones. And when we did that, it opened up. Mm-hmm. We sitting all of that trying to figure out the computer. But that's why we got the Holy Ghost. For him to show us what to do. And I was able to sign them papers and they was able to go ahead and order the carpet. Mm-hmm. You see, this is just the everyday thing. But if you don't practice yourself to do this in everyday situations, mm-hmm. you're going to go get all emotional. You're going to throw a fit and all of that. Then you're just going to scratch out because you can't be holy one minute and unholy the next. Right. It's going to interfere. Yep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said in here, I've given you, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments. And I'm commanding you to teach you that you should might do them. Now, he said might because it's your choice if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. In the land where you go to possess. You're not going to possess the land if you're going to go out there and just be moved by every circumstance that come up. That thou mayest fear the Lord thy God and keep all of his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee. Thou and thy son and thy son's sons. All the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Oh, yes. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. Why is it not well with some people out there? They're not obeying God's word. And that ye may increase mightily. Say increase. Mightily.
Mightily.
Not just a little bit. Mightily. Mm-hmm. Is that what he said? Mm-hmm. As the Lord, thy God of thy fathers, has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Now, the milk and honey means a sweet position. Mm-hmm. Oh, this thing can get sweet in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to run paychecks and debit cards and all of this kind of stuff. We all been, some of us been there. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down and riseth up. You know, I was talking to my husband. God woke me up at 4:00 in the morning. He said, and that's when I sent out the word of wisdom. What do people see when they see you? Do you see somebody complaining? Yes, the economy changing, but mine ain't changing because I'm in the world, not living of the world. You know, that guy come tell me everything going. See, I tried to avoid him. He just all in my back. Everything going up. Look at that. Now they bringing up my groceries. Now he ain't paying for them. Everything going up. Everything going up. I turned around. I'm saying my money going up. Hallelujah. If you don't understand the way the world system is going, yes, you got a lot of stuff. Insurance is going to go up. Could be tornadoes coming, all kind of stuff. But if you're going to sit on your blessed assurance and don't call your money in, there's something wrong with you. Because heaven is not shut down, baby. And there's plenty in there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God will give you opportunities. By giving you his word and giving you his spirit and teaching you how to listen to his spirit. But some people, they don't want all of that. That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave before the process is finished. Mm-hmm. You got to let God work that process in you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so, you know, he put these statutes and all of this out. And God was taking them to a land, like he said, that flowed with milk and honey. But it was filled with giant. We want the giant grapes, the giant blessings, but they also have giant circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
and we're not going to run from the devil.
Mm-mm.
We're going to handle him. Yeah. We're going to handle circumstances as they come up. And they had seen God work miracles when they was captured and was in bondage in Israel. And they prayed and they sought God. And Pharaoh didn't want to let them go. How many know the world system don't want to let you go?
Right.
And everybody that you saved, you want to pull and get in a better relationship with God and pulling for more Jesus. Everybody not pulling for that you attached to.
You're right about it.
And they don't mean no harm, but they're going to be pulling at you. Don't go to church today. Don't do that. Don't get no tithes. Don't do that. I need that one. I told you. Say truth to make you free.
Truth to make you free.
It'll make you free. Because they're on a different level.
That's fine.
They don't have enough of God. They don't have enough insight. They don't have enough light.
That's right.
They just want to go see me one of them old. Hope to see, forgive me for what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. I hope to see mama in heaven and all of that. Well, if she in there, you better make sure you right and get in there.
You're right.
Them songs climbing up the rough side of the mountain. He ain't told us to climb up no rough side. He told us to speak to the mountain. But see, that sound good.
You're
We're
right.
looking for what sound good and what's going to move us in our emotions.
Right.
But our spirit man has got to be strengthened by the word, and it's got to strengthen your emotions.
Amen.
And bring everything under subjection.
Everything.
Glory to God. Are you going to feel like doing this word? Not all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't feel like going to work all the time. But I owe off the work, I better go.
Yes.
So I can pay for this car. Thank God mine paid for. Hallelujah. So God, they was captured. They was in Israel in bondage.
Uh-huh.
And they cried out to God. And God said, I'm going to send a man to show you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when they began to want to come out, Pharaoh didn't want to let them go.
No, he didn't.
But how many know it's nothing that come against you that's greater than God?
Hallelujah.
God began to send the frogs, the darkness, this, that, and that. Oh, you going to let them go? And he was toying with them because he could have killed them to start with. But he said, I'm going to show you. He rose up a standard. You holding my people. You know, now that's the time you ought to get around God. You get around your mind. Come on, mama. Come on, Jesus. You know I'm your favorite.
You know I'm your favorite.
My favorite. You better get around him and talk to him and say, now I need you to do this here for me. Glory to God. Sometimes when I want Ella to do something, I say, now God, you're going to have to get in him. Now you're going to put that plan in him, Jesus. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. It depends on if it's God's plan or something I'm coming up with. Hallelujah. But when they got to the Red Sea, the enemy thought he had them.
Mm-hmm.
As many times we've been in this church, the enemy thought he had us. He was going to close the door.
Mm-hmm.
But God told Moses, what is that in your hand? Stretch forth your rod.
Yeah.
I've given you something with some power in it.
Yeah.
And when he stretched it forth, I say, God. Say, but God. He opened up that Red Sea. Not only did he open it up, he caused them to walk on dry land.
Yeah.
And then the enemy think they bad enough, bold
come
enough. They gonna come behind God's people. Oh, I'm gonna show you that this is not something normal.
Yeah.
Because when they stepped and start running behind God's people, when every last one of them got on the other side, God dropped down that water and killed their enemies.
Yeah.
That's why you ought to not be scared. I don't care what your enemy is. You need to get that fear out of your heart. You need to know if God be for me, he going to take care of this. What we say we going to do, we going to take it to the heavens.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
And that was, God did some of that for the enemies, and he did some of that to show Israel. What you tripping about?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you throwing a fit about?
Yeah.
And I tell you, he worked a miracle. He showed Israel and their enemies that I got the power. When I say you coming out of something, you coming out. And when I say I meet your needs, the only way your needs won't be met is if you put your flesh in it. And you start worrying, crying, or doing some underhand stuff. But God, well, I'm a living witness.
Oh, yeah.
He will meet your needs. And you got to be trained. If you are not trained, your faith won't be solid. You will surrender to the pressure and the deception. We're living in a time now, nothing but deception.
Amen.
Big deception, you know, and everything. And you got people, I feel sorry for them because they're scared.
Yes.
They're hurt.
Yes.
You know, they're dependent solely on the government. And I ain't getting into politics with nobody. You should learn to depend on God. That's who you need to learn to depend on. You know, I called my aunt yesterday. She's 98. I told you. I said, how you doing? She said, I'm doing good. She said, I done vacuum my whole house, cook me some food for tomorrow to go to church. 98, still driving, still doing that. Glory to God. But she gives to God. She prays. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I'll take care of you in your older age. Didn't he say that? And then he said, with long life, long life will I satisfy you. Glory. And I tell him every day, you said it now. You. Because he said he watches over his what?
Word.
To do what?
Perform it.
To perform it.
Amen.
You gotta keep, don't be talking about some old wives fail. Sometime I'm up and sometime I'm down. You better say the word if you want the results. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when God opened up the Red Sea, he lifted up a standard. He said, you don't believe these my people?
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. See, like I said, I told God, I said, now I know you told me to put this church here. And if you want me to teach this, you got to keep the doors open. He said, I'm going to show people I'm with you. Because I'm going to keep them doors open. Not only that, we're going to keep it looking good inside and outside. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to keep you looking good. And I'm going to keep what you got looking good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to work the word. And the word will work for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He lifted up a standard and said, oh, you don't think I'm with them?
All right.
Wait till this water hits you. You're going to find out. This thing is real.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he rose up a standard in the midst of them and showed them his manifestations. And this is what's been getting me. This, I don't care. This, we got to manifest.
Yes.
We got to prove that what God said is right. We got to let them see glory to God. See, I don't mind being different. I don't mind. You can call me all the names you can call me, but you'll never call me poor and poverty, ugly, poor toe down from the flow down. Because you ain't going to see that. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. You ain't going to call me broke. Glory to God. Hiya. Because my life is dependent on what I do.
Yes.
Not what you do.
Amen.
What I do.
Amen.
And I'm going to do what he tell me to do so I can keep this thing going. Amen.
Yes.
Go to Genesis 12. Let me see. Can I work my way out of here? New first book in the Bible. In case you don't know. I don't have time. Now you need to write these chapters down and go over them and reread them again. I don't have time to read it all. Glory to God. But from verse 1, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will make thy name. Let me go back. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee.
Yeah.
And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. You know, some people that age, they're going to say, I ain't moving. You know, see, when you, God's going to see if you really going to do what he tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? See, we always want him to be Johnny on the spot. But then when he come down to us, We want to procrastinate and go through all kind of stuff, you know, and everything. But I'm going to let you know something. Now, hold on right there. God offered Abram an opportunity of a lifetime. See, leave your familiar. When he told him to leave his father's house, he wasn't mad with his kinfolks. But I can't have them putting suggestions and opinions and their lifestyle on you. I'm going to have to get you away. Uh-huh. Now, all the time, God ain't going to send you no way out of town somewhere. But he will tell you to separate yourself and get my ways and my statutes inside of you. Amen. You know, recently I heard about a family meeting. And ain't nobody gonna invite me because they know I ain't gonna put up with their music and their stuff. And so it's okay. I don't get offended. Some things you ought to not put yourself in that category. You call yourself a Christian, but then you go out there and you know them old song, they gonna pop up with, "It's your thing. Do what you want." Uh-huh. That's what got you in trouble, doing what you want to do with who you ain't got no business doing with. Come on here. Because that flesh, Paul said, I got to die how often?
Daily.
Glory to God. So he said, you separate, leave, and go to a place you've never been before. I'm going to read some. I'm just talk some of this because I don't have time to read it all. So Abraham, now it was his choice. He could have refused it. God tells us a lot of things to do. We can refuse it if we want to. But that opportunity, when it is gone, is gone. And so he left. Now he took, the other one left with him. I ain't saying God told him to come. But he left. Now when he left, he went to a place he'd never been before. And when he went there, there was a economy crash. The Bible said there was a famine.
All right.
See, now why would God send me somewhere where the economy is tore up from the floor? To show you he's God.
All right.
To show you he's your provider. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall never want. That's why he do that. You know, so Abraham get over there. He ran into two problems. First problem he ran into, he had a beautiful wife. And when he got over there, guess what? They took her. Because he said, that's my sister. Which in a way it was. But they took her. Mm-hmm. And you think it ain't no money? They paid him very well for her. The Bible said they gave him what? Servants? Where we at? Yeah, that famine was in verse 10. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass, therefore, you know, and he said it was her sister. Look at 15. And when the princes of that land saw her, they was in Egypt, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken unto Pharaoh's house. Mm-hmm. And he entreated him, Abram, well, for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. Now that's a big say when you're in the right. See, you may not think you're in the right place. Some people come to this, hey, they in the boondocks. They in the hood. Well, the priesthood come to the hood to show them how to live. Mm-hmm. But when you where God tell you to be, that's where your blessings are.
Amen.
So he could have just thrown a fit. Mm-hmm. Now you done sent me all the way to this place. I don't know nobody here.
Okay.
There's a famine, the economy all tore up, and not even took my wife. But what did God tell him when he called him out? He said in 12 and what? 12 and 3, I will bless them that bless thee, uh-huh, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So when somebody takes something, you know, he could have, you look at what you did. The first thing happened to us when we go through something, we go running our mouths. Well, if you wouldn't have told me to come here, God, and they done took my wife and just all of the negative talks. But listen, who curse you? Don't worry about it if they don't like you on your job. Don't worry about it if they, you know, throwing a fit or say something when you're in the marketplace. God gonna bless who bless you, and he gonna curse who. I'm just looking at him. I looked at one of them like, I need to pray for you, because the way you acting, you about to be thrown into the sea with something tied about your neck. That's the confidence you got in God. I don't have to fix all of this. Unless he tell me to say something, I'm not going to say it. If he tell me to say it, say just what he tell you to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So when he took his wife, you never see where Abraham throw the fit. You never see where Sarah throw the fit. But God took Pharaoh and showed him a dream. And said, this man, that's his wife. And you better let her go. And guess what? He did, and he kept all of the goods that Pharaoh gave him.
All right.
See, when you train, when you trust God, when you don't try to fight your own battles, glory to God, you outnumbered anyway. He just took it to the heavens. And Pharaoh, God showed Pharaoh dreams. See, I believe he the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Pharaoh commanded the men, 20, concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. He didn't take that back. He was so scared of God, he said, let him have all of that. Say, God got ways.
God got ways.
Of blessing me.
Woo,
glory, when I line up with that word. Look at 13th chapter. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, unto the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. Now, he didn't leave from home like that, but by him being in the right place, not complaining, you know, everybody was asking me, why y'all got behind the liquor store? That's all right. We put that big old fence around it. It can't come in here. And we right next door to them over there. But we gonna own this whole block. When I get some spiritual minded, some ego minded people, come on here, that's when the devil see us making progress, he gonna rise up. But we gonna slap him back down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you come after my goods, my money, we gonna have a fight. You know. And if he come in my body, I'm training it, you gonna line up with the word, not with the devil. Hallelujah. So what did Abraham do? He let God raise up a standard. He didn't just start fussing and cussing and complaining and doing all of this here and going through all of that. See, in troubled times, you need to learn to trust God every day. So when the troubled times hit, you already trained in this.
Right, amen?
Amen. But he didn't throw a fit. He didn't throw a fit. And God brought him out and brought his goods out.
Yeah.
Because God told him, he said, and this was a time of famine, very bad economy.
Huh?
And God said, but he performed his word. Chapter 13 told us, now because Abraham obeyed and believed God, God's word was performed. He said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing. That's what I think he's doing to everybody in here.
Mm-hmm.
We getting ready. What we done took care of the nursing home 2 times this year, and we getting ready to bless 87 people for Christmas with Christmas gifts. You know, the devil said, well, you know, this didn't happen. This, I don't care. The word of God will perform.
Right.
It will perform. It's going to take care of them and it's going to take care of us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So go to chapter 26. Now that was Abram who became Abraham as he start being trained on the word of God. Hallelujah. 26, Genesis 26 and 1. And there was a famine. Here come another one. In the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. Now, let me say this. Abraham had to be taught. He was trained. He made mistakes, but God, he got forgiveness. He kept being trained. And he was trained when he was told to leave. He had to believe God for everything.
Yes,
he went through a form of training when his wife couldn't produce a son, and he gonna go try to get a substitute. God said, "I didn't tell you to do that."
Mm-hmm.
See, you can do your plan.
Yes,
but so he had to get the boy and his mama out of there because he said through Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
See, don't come trying to come up with no substitute because your faith ain't where it need to be, and you just want to prove something to folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to be trained again that after his biological son came out, God said, go take him up to the mountain and offer him as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, let me tell you something. It wasn't just training Abraham. It was training that boy. Because you got to understand, you're not going to be with them children always.
Yes.
You got to teach them God.
Yeah.
Oh, teach them God. That's what they need to know. And so even when God told him, now he had already told his servants when he got up to go take Isaac, he know he better leave his wife at home because she liable to clown. See, sometimes God tell us something, but he don't reveal it to everybody.
Right.
And so he went, that would have clowned. That's my baby. But this is what God told him to do. Why? Because God was training him and he was training his son.
Yeah.
And so he had servants with him. But when he got ready to really go up into the mountains, he looked at the servants and told them, say, look, we will be back.
Stay right here.
Now, he knew he was going to offer him up as a sacrifice and kill him, but he said, we will be back. How can he say that? Because God said, through us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be your child. And he felt in his heart, God, you got to bring him back to bring your word to pass.
Yeah.
So that's why he told them, we will be back.
Yeah.
And he put the wood and everything on his son. And they went up there and built the altar. And his son was so obedient. Some of these children today are talking about, what's wrong with you, mama? You crazy? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? Don't put the time I lay down. You done lost your mind. And they'll start fighting. Ain't no need, they'll fight you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But his son laid down on the altar.
Yes,
that's why the Bible compared Jesus as the lamb going to be slain. He just laid down on the altar. He trusted his father.
Yeah.
See, he was teaching Abraham, but he was training his son too.
Mm-hmm.
And when he laid on the altar, I'm sure he tied him up and put the... He said, now there's the wood and the fire. Now that's the part would have got you. Where's the sacrifice?
You it, baby.
You it, brother. See, some people ain't going to go that far. They won't even give them a spanking or a scolding or nothing like that. You better train the way God say train.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was when he raised the knife to kill him, God saw in his heart that he loved him more than he loved that boy.
Yes.
And you better love God more than you love your loved ones because you're going to have to go to God to keep them.
Yes.
And God said, the angel said, wait, there's a ram in the bush.
Oh, yeah.
And when he saw that, he let his son come up. Now, say, why is that important, Pastor? Because when we get to Genesis 26, we find his son then growed up, his father then died, and he's in a similar situation. He's in not just a famine, but a grievous famine.
Yeah.
The economy is tore up from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talking negative. That's my viewpoint. You know, everybody talking negative and everything and bad and ain't no need to do it. Y'all know how they are on the job. They just talking this and talking that. And so Isaac, I told a guy about this one time. He in his heart, you got to read it and study it. He said, well, I just go somewhere else, you know. Yeah, where my daddy was. But the thing wasn't, and you listen to this good, it wasn't the how I want to say it, the teaching God was teaching his son and him. It was not to follow your father's, but to follow God's instructions.
There you go.
Follow the relationship that he had with me.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was talking about going somewhere, God said, no, you're going to stay right here. right where they said, come on here, that nothing can happen. Mm-hmm. Right where the economy is grievously tore up. That's why I tell you, don't go run out there talking about everything going up. I don't know what we're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep serving God, keep giving my tithes, and keep talking the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And so he said, you stay right here. I'm going to bless you right here. I'm going to show you I'm God right here. Amen. I used to something, I ain't going to lie, I wouldn't always wear a mask. I said, oh, why you put me behind a liquor store? And did you get these folks? Now, he had cleared up the streets because it used to be streetwalkers. You remember that? All up and down here. Hallelujah. And that's when he told us, put that shine, alive with Christ, going to shine every night out there. Alive with Christ. Right. Every time you go to try to, you're going to have to look up and see that.
Yeah.
And
up.
So he said, you stay right here. Yeah. And then he told him, he said, now I want you to sow. Mm-hmm. See, I've been sowing seeds like I'm losing my mind lately. Because see, I got some big things I need to do. And if you want big to come, you got to do big. Right. I told y'all on the line Friday night, if you want something different, you want something more to come in 2026, you're going to have to do more. Because 2026 is fixed, baby. It is fixed with the living word of God. And I'm going to have myself a good time. Now, it's going to be some stuff for folks that don't know God and not on these principles, but they the one. You have to go where God tell you to go so you can hear what you need to hear and get your soul anchored down. So he told him, he said, you stay there. But, you know, he could have said, but God is grievous. Look at everybody, stay here. Mm-hmm. And then sow. And the Bible said in 26, what did it say? He sowed. Mm-hmm. Look at 12, 26 and 12, Genesis. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man, the word waxed, mean he grew great and went forward and grew until he became very great. I told you the end of last year, we're going to thrive, not just survive in 2025. You stay under this word and you obey what God tells you to do. I mean, I got blessed this year. Amen. I mean, I got blessed this year. And I was able to bless the people and the church. And we got blessed this year. If you work the word will work. You go to, if you don't, you can have a job. You don't go and work that job, you ain't going to get paid what you need to get paid. Hallelujah. And you too late to tell me this don't work.
You better say it.
You too late. He been too good to me. Hallelujah. You too late to tell me he won't supply my needs. You too late. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. He's being good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, we had things to come up. Yes, we had trials and tribulations. But we pressed through them. Just going on in some carpet, the devil just cut up. You would have thought I was on for the White House or somewhere. That demon cut up. And I'm paying him cash. And then with the pews, y'all know what we went through. They better come pick them up this week. You know, the devil took us through something. Lost some money behind it, but God says, sow it as a seed. Don't get mad with him. Sow it as a seed. And all of that money came back. Hallelujah. Then he say, well, why you want to do that? Look at how many people we have in here. Why do you want to put down new carpet and new pews and all of that? Because I'm a manifester. Because I'm going to show one way or another God is real. Come on here, somebody. When I stand on that word, when I say God's going to do something, when I say I'm believing it to be so before this year is out, glory to God, I'm a manifester. I don't just talk this thing. I live this thing. And if you don't want to come inside, when you come inside, you're going to see a difference. And if you come outside, we're going to keep this church in looking good. Amen. Both buildings we done remodeled. Hallelujah. The devil cannot stop you if you're unstoppable. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't talk broke. I don't make bad decisions. Never been a time in these 16 years when we built this church from the ground in that church. I have never put the church in a problem where I got to say, y'all better give. If y'all don't give, we ain't going to be able to pay the light bill. Right.
Yeah.
We had a pipe to burst on the annex building. We got the water bill, $660. Ain't no need throwing a fit. Right. And then we got it where they just draw our bills out of our account. But I went and talked to them. They dropped $200 and something. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and went to the church God told me to go to, and I dropped $200 in there. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, you got to learn to obey.
Yeah.
You got to learn to not be scared to do what God tells you to do. You got to build your faith and your trust up in Him.
Yeah.
And when people tell you, see, on my financial team, I got folks, they used to handling money. So, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. So, God is doing some awesome stuff.
Yes, he is.
Say, God is working,
God is working in
my life.
In my life.
You need to say that every day. And He's working in my body.
Yeah.
His resurrection power is working in my body. Come on here. The devil be trying to pull stuff when you know you done crossed that 70, so you know your eyes gonna start looking bad. And you know, I tell that devil, I said, let me tell you something. You don't control this.
All right.
You're not in control of this. I talk to him every day. God is in control of this. And then he gave me the power to shut you down. Hallelujah. You sit on your blessed assurance and don't shut poverty down out of your house, then that's your problem.
Yeah.
I shut it down and I tell them, look, angels, go out there and bring my harvest in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We ought to look like the most blessed ones on the block.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. So, he said, now let me end this. And you know, he said, let me drop down. Four, and I will make thy seed to multiply. This is what he told his dad. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries.
Mm-hmm.
And in thy seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Abraham obeyed my voice.
Come on here.
That's what you teach your children.
Yay.
Obey God's voice.
Yes.
And teach them to obey God.
Yeah.
Quit robbing it. Quit trying to be halfway in the world and halfway in God. Because this economy can take a change, or things can happen, and it can shut you down. But when you in God, it can't shut you down. Anybody believe that?
Yes.
We paid this church out in 2020, well, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
When the plague was here.
The pandemic, yeah.
Paid it out 4 years ahead of time.
Yeah.
In the pandemic. And did not get no loan or no acceptance from the government. God did it.
Yeah.
And that's how he going to do your account. He going to start putting money in that account. You ain't going to know where it's coming from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes I look at that and say, what?
Amen.
Then I just say, thank you. Haven't you had that experience, Trina? You wonder, what in the world? Thank you, God. Then he tell me what to do where I ain't got to spend no money, and I'm hollering, thank you.
Because
if I'm on a project, whether he give me the money or give me what I need, when we were building this church, we had all kinds of needs because we built it from the ground. And the man that we went to buy the doors from, that man gave us about 6 or 7 new doors. And we got on here and said, where are all these doors coming from? Shut your mouth and say, thank you.
Yeah.
Give me the resources.
All right.
Hallelujah. He did that. He did that with the trees.
Yes.
You were here. He did that with the trees. He did that with the doors.
Amen.
And we didn't have a whole church full. When we put added that baptistry on, that baptistry cost us $32,000 cash money.
It did.
Hallelujah. We paid for it cash. Didn't go to the bank and borrow nothing. Come on, say nothing.
Nothing.
So you got to get like me country. Nothing. That's the power of God.
Yeah.
He's trying to show you I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
When I tell you to do something, you just step into it. It may look like you ain't got nothing under your foot, like you gonna fall, but he gonna reach his hand up under there and he gonna cause that thing to happen. I tell you, glory to God, we got rich folks in the house, but you got to get your mind, you gotta think rich, walk rich, talk rich. You're talking too much from the side of your mouth. One minute I don't know what I'm gonna do. I got the wisdom of God in me. I know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend time with God and find out what to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't mind being different. Call me crazy. Call me loud. But you ain't going to call me broke. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
A guy walked through here. He said, "Oh, y'all got a nice place." I want to say, "You just wait to the end." And I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it. When people walk in here, I want them to see what God will do in their lives. He will bless you.
Yes, he will.
And when you get blessed, learn to bless him.
Yes.
Put it back in there.
Right.
You know, don't be like the man when he came and asked his pastor, I'm praying for you to pray. I need some more money. I need you to pray for my income to come up. Well, the pastor prayed, he started getting three times the income that he used to have a week. And then he stopped giving off the three times.
Yeah.
So the pastor said, "I see you got a problem still. So we're going to go in my office and pray that you drop back down to what you was. Because you was giving on that little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we just going to go back down and pray." You can't fool God.
Amen.
Don't make him a promise and you don't do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, they're my money. Nobody tell me what to do. Did you wake up by yourself today?
Right.
You ain't seen him pull the plug.
Right.
I don't want him pulling no plug on me. When I done messed up, I get out and say, "Lord, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Come on, help me, Father. You know I ain't nothing. I wasn't nothing but dirt when you met me."
Amen.
I need you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because this is going to be 2026, going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's already fixed.
Yeah.
And it's fixed for you and me.
Yeah.
And we're going to get what belongs to us. And we ain't going to sit by the dock of the bay and know we didn't send no boat out. If you want a boat to come in, you better send one out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you got to get skillful in the things of God. Don't just come to church. Well, they better hurry up. Well, they better sing. They know, I don't like the song they sing. And I don't like the way the pastor look. I don't care.
Right now,
you better get this word because you're gonna need it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stir it up. Say, "I'm getting what's mine."
Yeah.
You need to say, "My money, come here, come it now."
Yeah.
Come it,
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be poverty. It's on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it out of you.
Yeah.
Going out there and buying a Lamborghini. No, you can't afford nothing but a Volkswagen. You better think this is a growing thing.
Come
it's a growing
on.
Thing.
That's a good
you got to learn how to handle it. Somebody called me the other day, and I'm in my clothes. Well, I'm about to come into an inheritance.
Oh, Jesus.
Some money. And I need to know, I want you to tell me, how do I deal with this? I say, the first thing you need to do, I don't care how much it is, you need to find somewhere to give your tithes.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm knowing they're not tithing off of what they got now. So do you think if you ain't giving $70 off of $700 that you're going to go and turn around and put if you get $7,000? See, come on. You know, and so, you know, you get that $50, you put $5,000 in there. Put what, you know, but God, I had to ask God to teach me how to get big. I ain't lying, because I go into church and I have some money in my pocket, but did I leave my checkbook in the car? See, I know. And then I said, take care of your needs instead of your greed.
All right.
That's what you need to do. If your car needs fixing or you need another car or bring everything up to par, then go
get
you some of some of your wants and then put some in the bank, because this money ain't going to last always.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Money and a fool will not last long.
Glory
to God. But he told him, he said, your daddy obeyed, and that's what brought the blessing down on you. Because they taught you. The reason why he could hear God, because his daddy was hearing God. And now, here he is in a grievous famine. But then it says in 12, and Isaac sold. He said, don't go nowhere. Stay right here. And Isaac sold in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man grew great, or waxed great, and went forward and grew until he became very great. Now, I'm looking for that very great. I don't care. You know, y'all just, when I'm saying, all you want to preach on is prosperity. Well, I preach on prosperity, body, different things, but it takes money.
Yes, it does.
When we go down there to that nursing home, they're not giving us that stuff. It takes money. It takes money when we had that $600-something bill. It takes money. It ain't to just hoard it up. I'm a blessing. He said, I'm going to make you a blessing. And, you know, and I'm not going to be looking at some of them kid folks I had. They just been waiting for me. It's been almost 30 years. They still waiting for me, you know, to fall, you know, and everything. No, the word to hold me up. I don't have to go borrow from you or beg you for nothing.
Thank you.
I'm going to show you that the power of God works. I'm a manifester. I'm a producer. Glory to God. Every time you take a step forward to do something in God to make progress, you're going to have resistance. But we're going to take care of that resistance, because greater is he that's in us. We're going to stay in our spiritual character, and we're going to pull that devil down. And we're going to let that devil know. See, a problem ain't nothing for something to be fixed. You got to fix it. That's all it is. But if you keep throwing a fit every time, I wonder why this always happening to me. The Bible said if you live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. That ain't nothing new.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he got in the midst of the worst economy. He reaped 100-fold return. Am I right about it?
Yes.
And you can reap 100-fold return in this economy, in these times.
Amen.
Glory to God. Quit complaining, like I said, about the government, what they do. We already know about all of that. Speak the word. Create your own environment. Hallelujah. My bills are paid. I say, Lord, I pay them in advance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, think on what? These things. The things that are good. Didn't he say that? You can stand and get on the phone and talk about stuff all day long, and it ain't gonna change nothing. You can play Beyonce in your car, you still ain't gonna get none of her money. You better learn how to get you some. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes I look at them football players. Y'all know what I'm talking about, basketball. They making millions.
Millions.
Yeah.
And I looked at what they got to go through, the training they went through to get in that position. And some folks don't want to train like that. They just, but God put me a money tree in the backyard, please. And when I finish picking all of that, I'm going to tell you, you come get me another. He going to teach you how to handle finances and not be deceived in these days.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me see, how do I end this? Last scripture, go to Daniel 1. We're still in the Old Testament. And I'm going to mainly tell this instead of reading all of it. But you know, Daniel and the Hebrew boys, they were taken from their motherland when they were children. Am I right about it?
You're right about it.
And they were, the reason why they were taken, because they were taught the word of God from a child. You know, they taught before they could say mama and daddy. You read the history on it. They were teaching them the laws of God.
You're right.
And by time they came and took over Daniel and them land, they saw that the children was full of wisdom because they had the word of God in them. They were beautiful. They were full of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And they wanted that. Mm-hmm. But they wanted it to represent them. And see, God put this in there for him. You know, it's like folks come to church. You get all full of the word and you start getting blessed. You wonder why. Can I tell y'all about an experience I had one time? I'd been fasting and I was ministering and I had a line. I was laying hands on somebody. And I'm wondering, how can I lay hands on this guy and he got a lust spirit? You know, and all of that. But they don't understand the difference. He didn't put one on me because he had one on him. Because I knew what was going on. You see what I'm saying? And everything. But you got to understand, they want, the world want this. That's why you got people that started out singing in church, you know, and everything. The next thing you know, they're out in the world. And then the next thing you know, they're gone. Because God gave them that gift for him. But then they worked on one side, but they didn't work on the other side, getting their soul established.
All right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And so they go out there in the world and do this and that and this and that. And you can't mix God. So God put that wisdom. If you read the whole chapter, and you need to, one of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And he put that in them. He put the wisdom. You know, they was cunning in knowledge and understanding and science. That's 1 and 4, you know. And so they took them. Now, they wanted all of that was in them. I was telling you, and I'm about to close. My husband and I, sometime I go somewhere, some places, and they say, well, you'd make a great conference leader, you know, going, and we'll send you all across the world. But see, you want to dominate and control me, and I ain't going to let you do that. No. So, you know, we went somewhere to preach, big church, and Ella Neal was introducing me, and he felt it, and I felt it. A spirit of heaven is trying to cause us to say the wrong thing and shut us down because we want to control you. And when we can control you, we can pull you up under us.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew what was going on, and I fought that spirit. I shut that thing down. And, you know, we're in an organization right now. They called me a rebel one time. But God told me to get into it for the information. But I don't run to everything they do. Amen? And everything. But they was trying to control them because they had this. So, but in their control, they said, let's change their name. Because their names was name of God. God telling who God was. So they're going to say, we're going to change your name to this, to their gods.
Babylonian gods.
Come on, the Babylonian gods.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, we're going to feed you the kind of food. Come on here. Mm-hmm. See, and if you're a greedy person, you're going to go get on these jobs and do all kind of stuff. They suggest, I'm not partaking in that.
All right.
We're going to feed you this food. We're going to give you this good wine. And everybody else lapping it up and drinking it. But they refused to do it.
Yes, they did.
I said they refused to do it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You either going to be in or you going to be out. Because a half breed ain't going to make it in some of these days we about to face.
That's right.
And so they didn't do it. They would not leave the standards of God.
Yes.
To bow down to theirs.
Yes.
And then they said, well, if you don't do this here, we going to do this here. He said, I'll tell you what. Let us drink this and let us eat that. You hear what I'm saying? And come back and look at us. And their face was flat. And God going to honor. What were they doing? Raising up a standard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bow down to what you want me to do. And so the eunuch let him eat that. Come on here. Now the test, the real test, hadn't came yet.
All right.
But if the devil can squeeze out of you this word we putting in you,
mm-hmm.
you got to learn. You got to have enough faith to stand under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Apply pressure back to the pressure. Amen. God's pressure to the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so here come the time when the Hebrew boys wouldn't bow down. You know, they wanted them to this false god. They made this old gold god and say, if you don't bow down, we're going to turn the 5-7 times. They just had to do one time with some folks nowadays. They could, But they turned it up seven times because if you move by what you see, God is not going to raise that standard for you. You got to stay in him. So they said, look, either way it go, if you kill us, we're going to be with God. We ain't bowing down. You know, I told a guy with my job years ago before I met my husband, I want you to go get me a pack of cigarettes. I said, look, that is not in my contract.
There you go.
Now, if you want to fire me, you do that. But I'm not bowing down to you. Come on, Rev. That's when you call me Rev. About 2 weeks after that, something hit him in his body. He walking sideways. Then he gonna sneak by and tell me, Rev, you can say a prayer for me. I want to say, yo, dog, I ain't praying for nothing. But I didn't. I say, Lord, show him who I'm with. And do you know before that day was over with, that joker was walking good? Do you think he came back and said, look what happened? Thank you. No, he didn't.
Where are the nine?
But that's all right. I don't have to prove nothing. I wanted him. He respect me. He put a no smoking sign on my office. Oh, yes, he did. See, sometimes you got to take a stand. Raise up a standard and let them know, I'm not bowing down to you on this job. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do it good. I'm not going to take none of your goods. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not going to bow down.
Amen.
And when they turn their file seven times, God showed them who he's with.
Right.
Same thing with Daniel. Oh, yeah. He got up, he would pray, open up his window and pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
And they got jealous. How many know, some of y'all don't know, when you get blessed, you're going to have some folks going to see it and get jealous.
Amen. Yeah,
you better learn. Some of them you got to keep your mouth shut.
There you go.
And the rest of them, you better have your armor on and sleep with it on. Because if I catch you in my prayer room trying to shut me down, it's on, baby. Like they say, like Donkey Tone. I don't care what time of night. I'm getting up. I'm going to shut you down. I done worked this hard to get this here. Somebody going to tell me before we finish the church, well, you ought to just take that sign over there, off of there, and put it on this. Because they didn't feel like we were going to finish it. But God. Yeah. Say, but God.
But God.
With the few folks we had, but God. When I was riding in front of it and we start having church, God say, look what I have done.
Yeah.
Not what you have done. Look what I have done. With all of the opposition coming against you. With all of the circumstances of not having the money. Look what I have done.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now we had to provide the faith.
Uh-huh.
But he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He did it.
Thank you, Lord.
So Daniel, they made sure that lion was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna give you no little plaything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said they fooled the king, and after he got in there, I don't know if some preachers say God turned the lion into a pillar. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one thing. He didn't need him.
Right.
And then God can always lift up a standard. When he had the Hebrew boys in the furnace, fiery furnace, and they turned it up seven times, so that they can't say it's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Them that throw them in there, they got burnt up. So that, see, with God, he gonna let you know he's God.
Yeah.
2026, he gonna let them know who you with.
Yeah.
He gonna let them know, baby.
Yeah.
I say he's gonna let them know who you
are with.
He told him, he said, wait a minute. Some of them could have said, y'all put the lion with no teeth in there. That's why he didn't need it. Help me, Ellen. But what happened was, them that put him in, they all got ate up. They had nothing but bones that he still. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Nothing but bones.
Mm-hmm.
Let me end this here. See, God just don't vindicate you, but when he do it, he show up, there you go. He do it right.
Yeah.
When he gonna let them know. Now don't you come after her in the moment. I'm gonna drop. You don't think you can walk on dry land in this river? I'm gonna put the river on you. I'm gonna let the lions eat you up. I'm gonna let the fire burn. I'm gonna show you that this was real.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I was born in this season. Oh, yeah. Either by cease. I was born for this. I was born to prove that God's word works. I was born. Talk folks out. Let them cut. That's okay. Because we still going to do what we going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm one of the blessed ones.
I'm one of the blessed.
I'm one of the chosen ones.
I'm one of the chosen ones.
Woo, glory. I feel this thing. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
This 2026 is going to be our year, baby. Hallelujah. It's already fixed for me. Say 2026.
2026.
It's fixed for me.
It's fixed for me.
By the living word,
of God.
He going to show up and show out. And I'm going to have my banner going. I told you, that's why I told Linda, I said, go change our sign over there on the outside of the annex building. Put love, joy, and peace.
It's still in the house.
It's still in God's house. We shining on that side and we got light on this side. Y'all think we over here playing. Y'all think you done shut us down. Y'all think we can't do nothing. But when that woman told me when I went to that church, she said, why you building? They ignoring you. She said, but when you finish, they gonna be looking for you. I'm not mad. I'm not sad. I ain't mad with nobody. Because God doing what he say. Do you believe he going to do what he say? He working for me.
Working for me.
I don't care what you look like. I'm going to say it and I ain't going to take it back.
Take it back.
In my clothes, glory to God. You got to raise up the standard of God in the marketplaces around folks. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the hardest folks sometimes to deal with. It's them church folks.
Mm-hmm.
You start breaking their traditions and doing different stuff and talking positive, they get mad with you. Well, you don't tell me ain't nothing wrong with you. You know this running our family, and it ran away from me.
Yeah.
Oh. Hallelujah, Jesus. We still got to take communion today. But you got to hold up a standard on your job. I don't care what people do, what they say. Don't be moved by their little fancy words or their education that's good to have. But you better have you some Jesus while you do it. You better have you some Jesus. I take God all the time. If I'm going to get anybody mad with me, it ain't going to be God.